G'day, Tinners. Johnsy here. I just want to jump in quickly and let you know that this episode 32 that's coming up for you right now is actually a second part. So if you haven't already, head on back and listen to episode 31. That'll give you a little bit of context for a bit of the nonsense going on in here. Thanks to everyone who's leaving us reviews and flicking us messages. We appreciate all of that. So keep it coming, the banter back and forth. I really enjoy it. So we're at The Tinsman on Instagram. That's where we're most active. You can flick us an email at thetinsman@gmail.com. And yeah, keep that all coming. Thanks for listening. Enjoy episode 32 of The Tinsman Podcast. Cheers.
What should I not learn this week?
What are you talking about?
Do you know?
Probably not, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
If we're the best you've got, you're in trouble.
Accurate description of an animal.
He was a complete fucker.
Speaking of knuckles, I was in Costco the other day,
mm-hmm.
and they currently have full-size pork knuckles.
Man, I haven't had a pork knuckle in so long.
Oh, they were all in there and like charge per kilo. Like,
woo.
I was like, ooh.
By the kilo is good. Usually they charge it by unit.
Yeah, because I saw the thing and it was like $8.99 or whatever. And I'm like, fuck, $8.99 for pork knuckles, fucking sick. And then I noticed the per kilo thing and each box with one single knuckle in it was like $50. So there's obviously like some serious fucking knuckles.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to your Costco, actually. Yeah, it was at your South. Costco.
Yeah.
Because I was down here for meetings and I ran out of fuel. I shoot over there and get some fuel. And then I was there and I was like, fuck, while I'm here, I may as well check out the Southern Costco and see, you know.
Does it compare?
It's exactly the fucking same.
Yeah, like exactly.
Like literally laid out exactly the fucking same.
Same big units?
Yeah, everything, the layout, where everything is fucking exactly the same big unit. Oh, no, actually, probably more. I mean, it was like a Wednesday pre-lunch, so, yeah.
Thursday arvo.
Yeah.
Big hitters in there.
But it was great, too, because I grabbed a couple of things that I wanted
while
I was in. Oh, no, that's a lie. I grabbed a couple of things because I was there. they weren't wanted or needed. It was just like, oh, geez, that's cool. I'll grab that. And so I only had two things, right? And I got to the line, and of course, if you've ever shopped at Costco, the fucking checkouts are always huge, and
fucking
everyone's just buying a million fucking things. And I've like got two things, and walked up. So I sort of, I don't really care too much at that point because I'm at work, I'm getting paid. I couldn't give a fuck, so I just walked up to one that looked relatively short, and yeah, no worries. A couple in front of me, bit older than me, like a fucking full trolley full of food, like obviously prepping for a big Australia Day party or a big shindig this weekend or something like that. Like it was chockers with party food. We're standing there and he's nattering to the wife and the wife's nattering to him and carrying on. And then they turn around and they notice me standing there with, you know, one box of banana bread and 1 kilo of carrots. So I know, it's weird, but that's what I had.
I don't judge, man. Banana bread's fucking delicious.
Yeah.
And you can make carrot cake.
And,
I was going to say, it's the banana bread you're not judging about.
No.
Hold back.
But this has never happened to me at the airport Costco, but it did happen at Jandakot or Casuarina Costco. They looked, they saw that I obviously had vastly less shit than they had. And he goes, you go first, mate.
Nice.
And I said, no, it's all right. I get paid by the hour. Like, I'm getting paid to be here. You guys are retired. It doesn't fucking worry me. He's like, no, you go first. That was fucking lovely. So I did. I went first. And I said, thank you, mate. I really appreciate that. But, yeah.
There you are.
And then that's because there was another lady in the next checkout. She's obviously heard the interaction. And I said, oh, it's all right. I'm getting paid to be here. And she goes, no. She goes, that's fine. You can just go out to the car and eat all your fucking carrots there.
What?
As opposed to here?
Yeah. We were going to Costco a little bit and then because Stinks are walking fucking coupon magazine, we find out that it's actually not that much cheaper than what she can find or get when she's on her sales hunts. She goes, I can get that cheaper at Spreadshed, or I can get that item cheaper at wherever. So needless to say, we don't shop at Costco anymore because we can get
the fuel's elsewhere. Dirt cheap, but the food or the other stuff that's in there, unless you know what you're paying, like, so Stink's 100% right.
Yeah.
Right? So you need to know the market value of things.
Yeah.
Because you look at it and you go, oh, well, it's obviously it's in a box of fucking so it's bigger, 70 so it's kilos. Be
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
Not often.
Yeah.
Like, well, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, but you need to know the market value of anything that you're going to buy when you're in there.
Yeah.
Like, so they sell like a fucking kilo and a half bag of pork crackle.
Yep.
For like $7, that's a bargain. You buy that every time you're in there because it's fucking good pork crackle too.
Yep.
But then you get to like, they do like a 24-pack of Kirk's soft drinks.
Yeah.
But they're all the different soft drinks that Kirk's do because that's the fucking best way to do it. Yep. And you're like, oh, geez, yeah, I'll grab that because
it's fucking good.
Kirk's soft drink's fucking great. But then you look at the price, you're like, actually, it's cheaper for me to just, buy it from IGA or whatever it may be. Yeah. So you just, you got to be careful. But tell you what they did have in there that was relatively well priced, mud crabs.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm going to have some doubts about a Costco mud crab, eh?
Are we talking live or frozen?
Not frozen, thawed.
Quote unquote fresh.
Yeah.
Because that's a term you can assign to anything that's not frozen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because so fresh. But there was like five of them in a pack. Not stonkers. Not like fucking Moggsy Darwin
not
ones.
Not bragworthy, yeah.
No, but like five good size muddies was like $50.
That's not bad. $10 grab for muddies pretty good, yeah.
I was like, oh, that's all right. But they had fucking slabs of salmon about the size of this fucking table. I don't know what fucking Atlantic salmon they're fucking shooting out there. Jesus Christ. Fuck.
I tell you what, it's fuck trying to record a podcast in a high crime neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like third time he's hovered around.
Yeah, they know where the fucking turds on the fucking dirt bikes are. They're just fucking waiting for the car to get there.
Yeah.
They know what's up.
So yeah, with the flying over to get the car, I planned it out. It's so fucking sick. So it's like 11 PM flight.
Oh.
Cause I'm like, that's brilliant. Cause I'll just get on the plane and I'll sleep.
Yeah, 100% that'll okay. Yeah.
And then land in Sydney at 6. Cause it's like you can fly direct into Newcastle. But I was like, nah, fuck all that noise. There's a train that goes from Sydney to Newcastle. And it's like 3-hour train.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, of course I want to take a 3-hour train ride. That's sick.
In the middle of the night.
Well, no, because it'd be 6 o'clock in the morning then.
Oh, yeah, true.
So then, and then I arrive in Newcastle at like 9, 10, depending on when I get my shit together and how many stops on the train I make. You know, I might stop off for a fucking bacon and egg sandwich somewhere or something like that. And, you know, then I can go into Service New South Wales and get my vehicle permit. Catch an Uber out to where the car is, pick the car up. So then I've got planes, trains, and automobiles.
Nice.
Was it Coltrane? A bit like Coltrane, actually.
It's going to be good.
So plan is drive it to Melbourne and then scoot it from there.
Yep. Yeah, because it's about $1,000 cheaper to ship a car from Melbourne than it is from Sydney.
So you got planes, trains, automobiles, trains, planes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's going to be good. I'm G'd up about it, eh?
Yeah.
That's bad. Pretty good.
How long have you allotted to get the car from Sydney to Melbourne? Do you have to have it on a particular train or?
No. It's got to. So it's still in discussions because, like, I went and spoke to a couple of guys at work about it. You know, like, hey, guys, I work for a national fucking transport company.
How's it about you hook a brother up?
And there was a bit of fucking, nah, brah, and a bit of like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we could, but fucking rah, rah, rah. And because I'm the kind of guy, like, I go to national manager level, but I won't go above that. Like, that's probably, that just to me seems a bit rude.
Yeah.
But then I happened to be in a meeting the other day with my CEO and a few other clients. We were discussing a few bits and pieces, and the clients were singing my praises and blowing a fair amount of wind up my skirt and all the rest of it. And I'd kind of, well, we were trying to plan a certain movement, and we're like, oh yeah, well maybe we'll do that on this date. And I said, oh, I actually, I'll be off on those days. And they're like, oh, because there's a bit of a running joke with them about how I'm not allowed to take leave, because last time I took leave, everything went shit really badly. So there's kind of a running joke. So they're like, oh, we didn't approve your leave. And where are you going? What are you doing? I said, oh, well, you know, and told them the story. You know, I was fucking had to sell my car, didn't want to sell my car, had to buy a new car. The only cool car I could find was in fucking New South Wales. So I'm flying over to New South Wales to pick it up and drive it back to Melbourne, put it on a truck, get it over here. And of course, the CEO's listening to all of this. And he goes, is there a reason you're not using us to move it? And I said, oh, yeah, well, I went and spoke to...
I know we're horrendously unreliable.
I said, yeah, oh, look, I spoke to a couple of people and they all sort of said, you know, oh, look, it's, you know, it's not really what we do, and, you know, it's a bit out of scope for what we do, and it's not really, you know, cost effective, and there'd be a few hurdles to jump and all the rest of it. He just looked at me and said, come and see me. We're getting this sorted, because he looks at it as a national transport company. He's like, if we can't service our own employees, what the fuck are we doing to our customers?
Yeah. It's like, what do you mean it's too hard?
Yeah.
Are we telling everybody it's too hard?
Yeah, yeah. So he's kind of, I think he got his nose out of joint. Not with me, but with other people.
I feel like this is something I should be interested in.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm going to go catch up with him on Monday and just go, hey, man, so are we doing this? Because if we are, it's going to save me like fucking $1,500, $1,700, like, and I'm super okay with that.
100% down with saving the dollars.
Because I got really excited, right? Because I was like, oh, it'd be sick. Like, Coast Road between Sydney, Melbourne, then do Great Ocean Drive between Melbourne and Adelaide.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what would be fucking extra sick is put it on the back of the Indian Pacific and catch the Indian Pacific back to Perth, the train.
That would be pretty cool.
Because I love trains, right? And I've always wanted to actually be a paying customer of the Indian Pacific. Like, I used to jump on it in East Perth to do the quarantine inspections back when I worked for quarantine and stuff.
Do you know that the Indian Pacific has cameras on it, and they're during daytime television?
Yeah.
They actually
live stream that shit.
Live stream the Indian Pacific.
Just driving through the fucking
for
desert.
Some real excitable motherfuckers.
Not a lot fucking happens. Let me give you the tip.
Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine the sort of cat who's waiting for that to come on at like fucking 12:30 on a Wednesday?
Come on.
Yeah, no, I thought that'd be cool, but then, and like I looked up the price of transporting a car, very reasonable, actually. So it was, it was like $600 if you were a passenger, or it was $1,000 unaccompanied. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty reasonable. Like, I'll still have to fly home from there, or I can catch the train. So I was like, oh, how much do
could you sit in
cost?
Your car?
No.
Fucking losers.
So I was like, oh, that'd be cool. And then I looked at it and I was like, oh.
Because that's like the best slipstream ever. Like,
the train ticket was only like $800. So I was like, well, then we're at $1,600, which is what I was planning to pay a transport company to move it anyway. But I get to ride the train. I was like, ah. I started getting really fucking G'd up. Like, really G'd up. I'm like, yeah, this fucking can go down. Like, fuck yeah. Like, just bucket list shit.
Yeah.
Like driving Great Ocean Road in a fucking old British sports car, putting your car on a train and catching a train from fucking Adelaide to Perth, like through the... Oh, I'm like, this is fucking sick. And it turns out I'm stupid and couldn't work out how to read the ticket prices properly. And yeah, it was it was $800 from Adelaide to New South Wales or something like that. But Adelaide to Perth was like $1,800. I'm like, whoa. I mean, nah, we're not. Nah. We're not doing that.
That becomes cost prohibitive.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it was cool because obviously I got the car cheaper over there. I also beat the guy down because it's Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
So I got it for cheaper than what was advertised. And then flights is all just on points.
Yep.
So it's like, yeah. Fucking.
It's like a free car.
I'm getting ahead here. Like getting proper ahead. Like, so yeah. Plus it looks pretty cool. I just hope it looks cool in person. So there's a few things I'm going to have to change. But yeah. Nothing too major.
So from that on, you're saying you got the flights from points.
Mm.
As you're probably aware, Stinks mad with her flybys.
I could imagine that would be a thing, yeah.
So I'm not sure if I brought this up before, but this is a few years back now. She got a letter from Flybys Australia saying that she's in the top...
Can you fucking calm down?
Top 2%, I think it was like 1.9 or 2% of Australia for most flybys earned. This is before she went Coles credit cards. Yeah. To get more flybys. So she purposefully got both her and myself a Coles credit card for our day-to-day spendings because every dollar spent on that gets you 2 flybys points. So the amount of flybys we get is phenomenal. And what we do is save up the flybys points and we use that to buy stuff that we don't need but want. So...
Air fryers, Alexas,
Dyson vacuum cleaners, televisions,
yeah,
coffee machines, all that type of stuff, slow cookers. But then she went, I can get those items cheaper rather than flybys. I can get those items cheaper if I shop around and wait for bargains. So what she's done, she's upped the game again. She's gone, right, we're going to save up for this item. She will use those flybys for our shopping for that X amount of time and then buy that item out of our cash. So we're not having to... So let's say a coffee machine for $800. We've got $800 worth of flybys. We could get the coffee machine, but it equates to $950 in flybys points. So what she does is we'll buy the coffee machine out of cash and she'll transfer those flybys points to... groceries. So for the next X amount of months or weeks or whatever, we don't have to buy groceries. We just use the Flybys points. So technically, we're still getting free things from Flybys.
It sounds way hard.
Yeah.
I know.
I thought you were going to be at the point where, like, you know, how you trade in your points for, like, gift cards.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
And then you... use the gift cards. Yeah, so you'd use the gift cards to buy your groceries.
Yeah, so that's exactly
what... But then
what
you buy the coffee machine, but you get all the flyby points off the coffee machine and then, yeah.
Yeah, so she transfers it to... So instead of going to Coles, you'd pay and you just swipe your Flybys cards and that's your groceries. So the other day at work, our DeLonghi coffee machine just stopped producing anything out of the spout.
Yeah.
So we go, oh, this is a bit shit. So we decided that, like, oh, we might have to get a new coffee machine. On Friday, get a call from Miss Dina, and she said, our coffee machine has just stopped producing coffee out the spout. I went, oh, my God, that's the same thing that's happened to the work one, right? So me and the lads at work were talking about it. He said, my coffee machine's doing the same thing, very similar dueling machine. I'm going to pull it apart on the weekend, try and figure it out. And we went, Whoa. Why would I pull apart my coffee machine when I can pull apart the work's coffee machine?
While I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So what we did is we YouTubed.
Yeah. as any regular human being would do.
Exactly. The problem. And we go, right, we think we know what the issue is. Let's go. So we pulled apart the coffee machine at work. The fault that they identified wasn't the fault that we've got. So we weren't able to fix it. So I'm now very proficient
in pulling apart broken DeLonghi coffee machines. Yeah.
So I get home this on, when was it? This morning. Going to pull apart our coffee machine. I know what I'm doing.
Trust me. Trust me. I've got this.
I pulled apart one at work. Did you fix it? No.
I'm none for one.
Pulled apart our coffee machine. Everything's going great. I didn't identify any blockages, any faults. So I'm saying, hey, it's very similar to the one at work. Not seeing any issues. Anyway, putting it all back together, your center walks into the shed. I found this spring with a little rubber grommet at the end. And this is as I've just put it all back together and about to hit the test button on it. I went, fuck. So I pulled apart the coffee machine again to see where this spring goes. And I go, I don't know where this spring's from. I honestly don't know where it's from. And I went, right.
Figure it out. It's from fucking Aiden's Nerf gun or something.
Yeah.
They have a pen or some shit.
And we were actually laughing about at work how we're pulling apart the coffee machine. We're putting all the screws in the right spot on the bench and stuff. And we go, how funny is it when you're pulling apart something and you just randomly put a screw in there and just go, and where is that from? Anyway, that's what's happened. You see, he's brought this spring in with a rubber grommet and I've gone, I got no idea. I don't recall seeing
what the actual fuck is that?
So I've pulled apart every bit that I took into the kitchen to wash and clean, and I can't find it to go anywhere. So I've gone, okay, I'm just going to put it back how I found it and then test it. So I've tested it. Didn't work. And I went, right, there's only one spot this spring fits, but I don't remember seeing a spring. So I put it into that spot. It still doesn't fucking work. So she goes, you spent enough time on it. Let's just go to Hardly Normals and we'll just see prices on coffee machines. So we've got in there, sussed them out, and still no further set on which coffee machine we're going to fucking get. But yeah, Flybys, we're good for it.
It's a really good long-winded way of saying you didn't buy a coffee machine today.
And you fucked two.
And I technically fucked two, yeah.
So you're none for two.
None for two.
Well, you're technically none for three because you didn't fix two and you didn't buy one. So.
Yeah. I'm not doing too good. And here's me laughing, saying that I'm going to put DeLonghi service agent on my resume.
Yeah, overcooked that one.
Yeah, yeah. Very much so. Yeah. Didn't have a good time. Still only able to use Nescafe Blend 43.
All right. Let me whip out a mystery.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go on that. Then.
Yep.
Do that.
You down?
Yep.
All right. These are pretty cool looking.
Okay.
So just brace yourself.
Braced. I'm about as braced as a 1990s kid.
He looks like you do when
braces.
You're about to drop a shit dad joke.
Yes, he does, doesn't
I
he?
Honestly think you're going to think this is the coolest can ever.
Really?
It's got a little bit of hand feel for Paul.
Ooh. Nice.
It's got some cool graphics on it that I think Johnsy's going to get behind. It's a bit spicy.
Yep.
Not super spicy, 6%.
Okay.
Full size can.
Yeah.
And obviously Keelan too thought it was a good one too. So
yeah.
Let's see if Keelan too knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Ooh.
All righto.
Shark. Ooh. A rare. Thank you.
Deep Elite.
I've Hazy never heard IPA. Of so what we're seeing is a very minimalistic can, but then big blue shark's head about to chomp the face off an oldie worldie diver, like deep sea diver.
Brass helmet diver.
Bit of hand feel there for you over the picture.
It does. It does. And there's no blurbs. It's not giving anything away. It's just, it's just.
Osborne Park Brewery. There you go.
No, oh, there's a little Perth-based one.
Tastes like a hazy.
Smells like a hazy.
Oh, yeah.
Very West Coast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite nice. Nice work. Good find.
Yeah. Well, you know, technically it was Keelan too, but.
Oh, so this was the one. This is the one.
This is the one. Johnsy's Googling stuff. It's got me worried.
No.
I quite like that.
Listing.
I really quite like that.
Yeah. That's.
rawr. Because that's what a shark would do, right? In his head, he'd be going, rawr.
Rawr. Probably not emo.
Yeah, do you reckon a shark, like, you're talking about like rawr. A fucking 5 meter great white, right? You're just fucking psyching himself up in the morning. Like they're actually like really insecure. He's like, no, you're a fucking apex predator.
Yeah.
Rawr, motherfucker, rawr. Rawr.
Oh, rawr.
He's giving himself a bit of cool running.
Mind you, if you're a
badass mutter.
If you're about to eat that big old brass helmet, I think you probably would need a bit of jetting up. Like,
rawr.
Oh, you might be able to talk to this being in the water a lot more than the most of us.
Not for a long time, but yeah, go.
So I got into like the rabbit hole of this bird, and she does deep sea skin diving.
Yeah.
Like with the big fins.
Apnea diving.
Yeah. And she does a lot of diving with sharks.
Yeah.
And she goes, if you're in the water and you see a shark, don't swim away like a madman and flapping thing. Stop eye contact and keep looking at it the whole time and face it the whole time. And it seems to go away or come at you and kind of just more inquisitive. Would that be accurate? Or if you turn around to face the shark as it's swimming towards you, would it just go, a rah, and fuck you? I don't care whether you're swimming away or facing.
I'm wondering whether they say rah, do they like with the pet fins? They're like, rah, rah, like with the hands, like rah, rah.
Flare the gills out.
All right.
Yeah. Well, look, for what my two fucking cents is worth on it, for the few thousand dollars I did, I saw fuck all sharks in the water, right? Like,
but your old man has seen a heap.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's the thing, right? Like, you're talking thousands of dives.
Yeah, he's
and
done,
like
yeah, yeah.
dozens. Yeah. You know, like tens. Yeah. Probably not 20 that you'd, like, legitimately.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing, right? Like, the people who get fucking dead. Like, they get dead real quick. Like, that thing is going to eat before it, like, there's no assessment. Like, it's like, that's a thing that is going in my face.
So, it's before.
I'm hungry.
And a lot of the time, that's like you wouldn't have even seen it, right?
Yeah. From the people that I know of that have got chomped, that's how their account goes. It's like, I rolled out of the boat, hit the water, chomp. Like, within second. Like,
yeah.
The same as, and this is
essentially turning yourself into a giant popper lure, aren't you?
Well, yeah, and it's like the theory being that the same as like they wait for seals to jump off the rock into the water and they fucking nail it.
Yep.
That said, like there's reasonable evidence to go, like sharks are relatively curious.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of like cheeky nibbles that end up in people dead because they bleed out. Like they don't get eaten.
Yeah.
They've still got legs attached, but they bleed out. Like, chomp, oh, fuck, that's not what I thought it was, let it go. However, like, there's also the thing, you can't be like, you're a fucking apex predator and, like, you fucking do dumb shit all the time, right? Like, it doesn't line up.
But would they have the taste buds to say or to chomp and just go, yeah?
No, because it's like you're talking about, like, a diver, say, like scuba diver.
Yep.
Like, there's a lot of shit that isn't meat.
Yeah.
That is going to get in their mouth, right?
Yeah.
And even someone in a wetsuit, like, that's going to be like, oh, fuck, hang on. That's not what I thought it was.
Like, that's got shit taste mouth.
Surfboard.
It'd be like trying to eat your cucumber with the condom on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah. A bit chewy. A bit more bite to it.
Yeah.
That's it. And then you talk about, like, people like that, right? Who are deliberately putting themselves with sharks a lot.
Yeah.
Like, particularly because if you can see footage of them, that's probably why they're doing it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, not all sharks are eating all the time. So, like,
yeah,
there's probably a percentage they are in the water, say, 100 days, and 90 of those days, like, yeah, fucking shark just happens to be there. You find it and you get in the water with it and it's not.
Yeah.
It's not eating right now or you don't look appealing or whatever it is. It's like you're going to have more of those.
And I guess if you're in the water and you're filming a shark and it's just kind of cruising around looking at you, it's not coming at you from underneath. It's not coming at you. Fucking full steam.
Hunting mode.
Yeah.
No, and that's the thing. I would also assume where you got to, like, if you're going to get a bit sciencey about the data on it, you're going to go, well, if this person's continual narrative is, look, sharks aren't all that bad, probably not going to show you the times when they get razzed a bit. Like, really? Because it's not going to fit with the other days I've had.
Yeah.
I mean.
Because I still remember the story when you're, from my memory of your old man, talking about the shark, he said one of the most closest encounters he's had was when he was chilling doing a deco with a bully.
Yeah, that's where you see most of them.
And he said it was just fucking, and he had the shark shield going. And he said it was circling underneath, coming at, and then just bouncing off.
Mako.
Mako, was it?
Yeah, there's photos of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's when you see most of them, right? Yeah. Like, it's just because, and that's in context too, right? Like, deep diving South Coast, you might be in the water for 2 hours. An hour and a half of that is hanging on a line at like 6 and 3 meters, right? Like, yeah, that, just probability, that's where you are the most time. So that's where you're going to see. And like pelagic cruising sharks, that's where they are. Like,
yeah,
generally. Yeah. You might be in 60, 70 meters of water, like a lot of the time. Like, that's what's underneath you. Like, that's a lot of space to occupy, yeah, right? Like, and sharks aren't cruising on the bottom looking to feed there the whole time, right?
Yeah.
They're A to B at that kind of level. And I'm like, I don't fucking for a second make out that I'm fucking any expert on this. Is like my own experience, which is pretty limited. Like, there's a couple of times in my life where sharks have fucking, like, I don't like the look of this fucker, like, it's put ships up me. And they're both tigers in 3 meters of water
around. Yeah, okay.
And like, just don't like the posture, don't like what's going on here.
So what would you do in that situation? Would you just fucking chill out at deco, or would you just go, I'm fucking getting out of here?
Oh, both times I was on a snorkel, we were free.
Yeah, okay.
Like, well, yeah, couple of meters of water, just, yeah, just fucking steady paddle back to the boat. Because the thing is, like, you can hang out and try and be cool and all the rest of it. But if, and the thing was, like, worst case scenario here is he decides right now, nah, I'm going to eat that and fucking whatever. There's zero I can do about that.
Yeah.
Next step down from that is like, I wonder what that is. That still, fuck all I can do about that.
Yeah.
It's same outcome, right? I'm like, I don't need to be here. I can just cruise. And no, like, panicky fucking piss bot. I just paddle back and get the boat. Problem solved, right? Like, not that I have a problem being in the water with sharks generally, but like that, those two times, I'm like, I don't like the look at this. Like, he was not happy. They you can tell. Like, it's like the bloke in the pub who's looking for a fight. Like, you just see that guy.
You get the vibe.
Yeah, I mean, yep. there's also like,
is that because they act a bit more skippy in the water?
Yeah,
or
just posturing, like they arch a bit the backs and the pecs, yep, are down and they twitchy. Like, they, I don't know, they just look different. Like,
yeah,
because when they, because, and I have, like I say, I haven't seen shitloads of them, but the majority I've seen, like, you'll see it and it's gone. Like, they're cruising through, and you just happen, they're not even really looking at you. You just happen to be there. You see them and they fucking carry on.
Yeah.
You just happen to be in the same spot at the same time. That's all there is to it.
My reaction would be 100% flight, and I'd be fucking running on water.
I don't know. It depends too. Like, because there is a point, like, there's an amount of stuff you accept doing that sort of work, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's not like, oh, I'm resigned to it. And it's not like this conscious thing that's always in your brain, like, oh, I'll probably get eaten today, whatever. That's not how that goes. It's just like, you've consciously dealt with this and moved on. Like, it's a risk you're accepting. Like,
yeah.
Because in the time that's going to get you, there is zero you can do about it.
Yeah.
Other than not getting the water. Like, that is the only decision you can make that mitigates that. Other, like, maybe wearing a shark shield, whatnot. Always maintain, though, having seen them work, that it's like a bull and an electric fence, right? If 2 ton of fucking animal wants to get through it, it fucking will.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It'll stop them, like, doing what's this here, check it out thing.
Stop the curiosity. It won't stop the attack.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if it's moving, like, it doesn't pull up.
If it's spot, already, right, committed to the,
yeah,
and you, to the bite.
At the point where they turn, they're like 2-3 meters from it, 3 meters away, like here to that bench. Like, they're not that far. The other side of it where I kind of have an opinion is people like you're talking about. And I get there's a conservation angle. Like, don't get me wrong, I think sharks are fucking cool. Like, they're a cool animal. And, like, I want them to be there the same as fucking everything else. But there's also, like, there's currency in it. Yeah. Like, I really struggle to believe that people, like, I don't, shark populations worldwide are in a much better spot now than they've been in a long time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, particularly recreational fishers on the west coast of WA, will say, like, there's too many sharks. Yeah. I don't know. That's not for me to say. I don't know how many are there. Nobody really does, actually. The studies aren't that great. They'll say that because they see them now and they didn't see them 30 years ago. So it's like the measures to increase shark populations have worked demonstrably.
Yeah.
Are shark populations where they should be worldwide? Don't know. Are shark populations where they should be relative to all other supporting populations? Fish, other mammals, whatever, like in a ecosystem, is that how they're supposed to be? Don't know. But Are shark populations in need of help from people like you're talking about? Probably fucking not.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that work's been done, right? That person isn't doing it for the good of shark populations. They're doing it for the good of themselves.
Yeah.
In my opinion, right?
Insta profiles and all the rest of it.
Yeah, 100%. Because if you just were about going swimming with sharks, go and swim with sharks.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, nobody needs to know you do that.
Yeah.
You could also be, and to think, like, apnea diving in and of itself is fucking, like, don't get me wrong, not a thing I want to do, not a thing I'm capable of. I don't really, and the thing, at the point, I'm like, okay, cool, but I don't really see the point. But you have to respect the fucking athletic ability of it. It's fucking, it is edge of human capacity stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's fucking hardcore, and people fucking die doing it all the time.
Yeah.
Cool in and of itself, right? It's like, I don't know. Like, I know a lot of people who don't have social media, who are in that space, who don't go seeking out swimming with sharks just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Everybody I know who goes looking for a shark to swim with has a fucking camera and has done prior to everyone having a camera in their pocket, right? Now, this is, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the people who went looking for sharks, they had cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's like, they don't need your help.
Because I guess if you're going to go dive with a shark or dive with a whale shark or dive in a cage, you're going to have a fucking GoPro on you. Like,
100% you are now.
You're not going to... Yeah. Tick it off your bucket list if that's on your bucket list and then not have a film of you doing that, right?
Yeah.
It's like jumping out of a plane. Like, when you jump tandem out of a plane, they're going to say, do you want it recorded? It's like, yeah, of course I do.
Of course
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a that's what I mean is, like, there's a difference between you're recording it and then once every couple of years you come across that little tiny half-size CD they give you.
Yeah.
And you whack it in something that can play a CD, like, good luck nowadays. And you go, fuck yeah, that was that time I went skydiving. Or is the first thing you do, post that on the internet.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then do you keep going skydiving and immediately post it on the internet? Like, don't get me wrong, the experience is cool. I'm not saying you only do it to post it.
Yep.
But I don't see, like, and of course, yes, it's a null hypothesis that of course you're not going to see the people who aren't doing that. But I've never heard of anyone who does it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, there's people who dive and don't film it and whatnot, and they see sharks.
Yeah.
And they will tell you about it when you talk to them, but that's not why they go diving. They didn't go diving to dive
for
with
the
sharks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have a lot of skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, you do you, but, like, when people like that are pretending it's something different to what it is.
Yeah.
And when it's like, oh, but if you don't see, look, the shark didn't attack me. Like, there's a difference between correlation and cause, too. What? Because the shark didn't attack you, it was because of what you did.
It could have just been Trevor the shark.
It could have been feeding on a whale carcass up until 20 minutes ago, and the fucking thing is just done. Like, it doesn't need to eat. Like, it's just chilling out. Now you're actually giving it the shits because it just wants to chill the fuck out and digest for a bit.
Yeah.
Conserve a bit of energy. It could be just correlation that it was never, whatever else happened that day, it was not going to put its teeth in something.
Well, you just got to look at it from the same prospect or the same vision of fishing. Some days you go fishing and you don't catch shit because the fish aren't there or the fish aren't interested or fucking maybe your bait was facing the shark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, it's not for any specific reason. Sometimes it's just, oh, well, fucker, I only go shark diving on fucking Tuesdays at 6 o'clock in the morning and I've never been bitten by a shark. So, you know, sharks don't attack at Tuesdays at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So I used to do a thing to prove this sort of argument to people generally, not right this one specifically, but anything like this. I just pull something out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
This is my lucky pen. Whenever I carry this pen, I don't get hit by a car. I don't not get hit by a car because I have this pen. Just happens I haven't been hit by a car.
Since I've had that pen.
Yeah.
Yeah. This pen just happens to be a constant. That's those sort of
pen. I knew a guy in high school who could have used that pen. He got hit by 3 cars.
Oh, lucky motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, full on.
That motherfucker needs to look left and right.
I know who you're talking
every
about.
Every single time on a pedestrian crossing.
Yes,
too.
Yes, yes. I know who you're talking
he's
about.
He's too trusting is his problem. And that's the thing, like, about people like that. It's like, yeah, maybe.
Yep.
Where are the people who swam at sharks and got chomped? Yeah. Like, are they telling you, like, hey, fuck? Because the people who it doesn't work for, pretty quiet on the subject.
Yeah.
That's what I get. I'm like, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I suppose there's logic in don't appear like a prey item.
Yeah.
It's entirely logical. Don't get me wrong. But I'm like, where's the, like, there's a point where you have to, like, actual science.
You have two of you in the water at the same time. One of you stares at the fucking shark and the other one goes, and swims off like a
and
numpty.
Then all of a sudden, rawr. Like, rawr. And then you're done.
Yeah. Emo sharks.
No one's recorded a shark.
Got the algae brushed down over his eye.
The algae on his face.
Bit of seaweed.
Yeah. Fishnet, obviously.
Yeah. Well, tonight will be the night that you will die for me.
Marine or whatever.
2 seconds to marine.
My chemical shark, man.
Oh, it's good.
I was looking for a bullet for my...
bullet for my shark in time. Just put shark in everything. It's fine.
Like a B-grade movie.
So when I was down...
I feel like this is...
We're down with the old man. I said to him, "Dad, I need some more on Trench."
Oh, the shit list. So you spent the time. Are we doing Better Trevs and Gardens?
Better Trevs and Gardens, sort of, but he's kind of took a different tact.
He kind of
went from what's on his shit list to what's on his what he likes.
Oh, Trev's love list. Number one, Fiona.
Oh, shit.
If the billabongs are rocking, that's
just the washing machine. Don't worry.
There's no fucking water ingress.
Trev's
splash panel.
No. It's trying to get out.
Oh, shit.
Maybe the floor waste.
That's 100% what wafted past the Infante's pool.
I left that way too open. Fucking hell, I should have closed that door earlier. Shit.
They're going to be like, Trev, we have lined the entirety of the inside of this billabong, mate. This is good enough for bathrooms. Nah, still water in here.
Nah.
Still wet in here.
Yeah. Don't bring that black light in. Paul, leave that black light outside.
It's still moist in here.
So do you know what he's got onto?
Fiona.
Your mum.
Left it open again. Jesus.
Here I was thinking you were about to stitch me up with a joke. I was like, just the way you looked at your phone, the way you gave me that smile, and the way you carried on with the story, I'm like, oh, I'm getting fucking sold here. Nah, it's you hung out on the washing line, boy.
Jesus, there's you guys like an old Italian nana beating the fucking rug. Jesus.
Like Trev and Fiona. Whop, whop.
Anyhow, I'll read your story.
Yeah. Crack it on.
What does Trev love?
He's got onto Temu.
Yes. Oh. Good man.
Yeah. Not only did he buy some shit,
he'll be leaving reviews and shit too, eh?
He is quite enthralled with the amount of risque clothing and
Well, this
pictures.
Fucking story's just writing itself, isn't it?
I know. Anyway, he wanted me to bring it up. For the fact that he's loving the Temus. He's loving what they can produce. Not that he's buying anything, but he goes,
no,
Temu.
That he tells you.
Yeah, Temu. Temu is the new Trev way.
And so this is his softcore porn thing. He just, Temu's lingerie, searches through the reviews, sorts by pictures.
I really didn't think this one through. I think my old man.
Trev has a cheeky bat.
I think my old man.
And suddenly there's moisture ingress in the billabong.
I would call it pooling.
Pooling.
Oh, jeez. Okay, moving on.
No, let's not.
I don't think there's anything else we need to explore here. Yeah, I did.
Trev probably exists otherwise.
I did quiz him on the shit list. Song though, on the Trev Sings edition, it's still
he hasn't released a song for us.
He
yet,
still
has
it. He's still
3 years. Trevor.
He's still writing it, and he's not any closer.
Yeah, because he's too busy getting on all the radio stations in the Great Southern, and
he is
talking about the heyday.
Still meeting up with people. Still jamming with people.
God. still playing MX or whatever it is.
Yeah. Loving it. Loves it, he does.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I reckon that's a pretty fucking disappointing story, Paul, about Trev's shit list, that it doesn't fucking exist anymore.
Yeah.
So you could have gone with, my dad's buying Chinese lingerie for mum.
Yeah, that would have been a heaps better story.
But I did get him a wicked stubby holder.
Is this the magnet one?
No, but that was fucking cool. Every time I see one, I think it's fucking cool. I love a magnet stubby holder. It's so good. But it said, the stubby holder I got him, it said, it's not a dad bod. It's a father figure. I quite liked it. I think that was good.
Trev would have loved that.
Now, the one thing I did...
Which is hilarious because Trev actually 100% doesn't have a dad bod. He's full string bean.
He is a string bean. The one thing I did notice down in Albany, and there was several of these examples in dad's shed, shit hats. Like, I'm talking elders caps snapped in the middle but still sitting on a shelf. Like, I might wear that.
Look.
Hats that... And then everywhere I walked in Albany, shit hats. Like, they just don't fit properly, or they're on crooked, or and it's mainly guys 50 plus. Just...
Yeah.
He's had that hat shit 20 hats. Years, man. You don't want to give up that hat.
So there's a thing about that.
So
right?
Many shit hats.
So, obviously, it's like previous employment, dealing with a lot of suppliers, you end up with an excess of hats.
Of hats, yeah.
Right? And I wear hats religiously because I could get sunburnt on a full moon. So I have a stack. And it was even today cleaning out the shed going through. And
you
found
a stack of hats.
I found a stack of hats, like from various different suppliers and employers. And I was like, oh. Because I normally have a stack of about 4 or 5 that I leave out the back so that, you know, you're walking out the back and you go, you know, it's like a Sunday, get up, you wander out the back, you're like having a drink, not an alcoholic drink because it's in the morning, but sometimes it is, it's fine. You know, you just, like kids are inside being fuckwits, wife's inside being a fuckwit, everyone's just like, inside's fuckwit.
I can understand why you need a beer.
Yeah, so you walk out the back and you're like chilling out and you're like, you know what? Could mow the lawn.
Mm.
Cheeky snip right now. Boom.
Hat.
Stack of hats. Put a hat on. Bang. Mow. Happy day.
But if the brim was snapped, would you wear it?
If it was still going to keep the sun off, yes. But for me, it's different because there's a stack of hats that are in very good quality. They've never been fucking worn. They've still got the cardboard on the inside, like the forehead bit.
Why wouldn't you wear a nice new good hat rather than an old shit hat?
Because you go for the one that's closest because it's a spur of the moment mo. You're just like, you know what's going to give me an hour and a half of peace from these fucking reprobates in my house? If I wind that mower up and flick it to full rabbit.
Yeah, but here we go. You're talking your backyard. Would you wear a shit hat for a walk, like in public, for hours at end?
I don't know. I have found, and this is probably the thing, going back to your getting older thing, I have found that whereas previously, if I was going to the shops, right, to get something, and it was like I'd just finished mowing or something, and I'm wearing an old shitty shirt with a few holes in it,
yeah,
and footy shorts and some destroyed thongs, I'd be like, oh, before I pop down to IGA, I might get changed. Now I'm like, you know what?
Can't see my nuts.
It's good. I'm sending it. Like, and to be honest, footy shorts, they're pretty small. You probably can see them a little bit. Like...
Just
I'm
bottom just, of scrow.
Just
effectively
hair.
Shirt cocking.
Kind of like cock
and
shirt.
This is the other thing too.
Shirt cocking. Shirt cocking. You've seen Deadpool. Cocking. Fucking hell.
So also I've got to the point now where I'm like, undies.
Optional.
Optional. In fact, preferred not. Because I'm like, well.
Optional, unnecessary.
I have to wear jocks at work because If I split my work pants,
it's a contingency only.
Doing a bit of stuff, I really don't need a fucking couple of tennis balls and a stocking hanging down, fucking touching a greased up gooseneck, right?
Don't want to show off.
That is a great reference.
Don't want to show off your
greased up gooseneck. Sounds like my idea of a good time.
So I'm like, that's that second stage. If I've managed to do something where I've split my pants and my jocks,
yeah,
I'm probably in hospital, okay, at that point.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right?
Yeah, I only wear jocks at work because I'm very bad for getting sidetracked. And it doesn't take much for me to forget to do my fly up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably another one. Yeah, there has been a couple of days when I got to work and then I go for my morning pee and go to, and my zipper's already down. And I'm like, but I haven't peed yet. Oh, okay, cool. No worries, Keelan. You've been at work for fucking 2 hours showing off your spaceman undies. Like,
and no one team low flyed you?
Nah, what? Not in my crew.
What?
Assholes.
What?
No, they would
team low fly.
Well, they just walk up and zip it up for you?
No.
Like a real man?
No. So if you see
flying low?
No. If you see a bloke with his fly down, the most respectful thing to do is just to unzip your fly in front of him. And they go, what are you doing? You go, team low fly.
Docking, cunt.
There's that too. Let's go.
Life cold, motherfucker. Let's play.
We're fucking on.
Sword fights.
On or in? Yeah. You're either on or you're in.
I'll give you
in
the scissors, docking. Paper, fucking Sharon Stones, you motherfucker.
That's good.
But yeah, so jocks, completely optional outside of work and most of the times not at all. It's because there's very little I do in my home life that's strenuous enough to split a pair of pants.
That's my son's mentality right now. He was wearing his footy shorts today and we're about to go out and sticks to it and says, you're not coming out of this house until you put jocks on. And I went, you're not wearing jocks. And she goes, he hasn't worn jocks once since being on school holidays.
Yes.
Like a good 4 weeks.
And she goes,
yeah.
It's concerning, but also it's saved me so much laundry. So I've really not been pushing the limit. And I went, that's fair enough. And he's just standing there just smiling at me. I was like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, we had to fucking belt up Big Ted about it because he was just like, had this thing. He would ninja out of his jocks prior to going to school. Like, it would be like, I will check when you're getting
just
dressed.
Before.
Yeah, and he'd go and bar the jocks. He didn't want to wear jocks. And I had to be like, Tate, sit down. How do you sit down? You got to go to assembly. Pretend we're at assembly right now. What do you do? Sit on the floor, cross your legs. I took a photo of him. Like, everybody can see your dick when you sit like this. And he's like, mortified. I'm like, why the fuck do you think we tell you to put jocks on?
Yeah.
There's for no other reason than to fucking keep your shit contained.
Yeah. No one wants to see a cut lunch.
No. Yeah. No.
And the ones that do, we don't want them seeing your cut lunch.
Yeah.
There should be behind that fence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Yeah.
So the shit hats.
Like,
the other
shit hats. Like, I get the shit hats because my standards for dress going out now are so much lower than they've ever been.
I think you're like, quite smart.
Like, I'm at the point now where I'm like,
podcast shirt is fucking
on point
of fashion.
I actually went out the other day in a pair of footy shorts.
Yeah.
No jocks.
Yep.
With a wife beater on.
Oh. Yep. Yep.
With you would have had to beat them off too.
Right. Like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was on. It was
just
on.
A trail of knickers, mate, wherever you've been.
Walk through the peach section in fucking IGA. What? Like, you want some of these Sharon Stone fruit? Fucking no!
Yeah.
Maybe that's what wafted past you in Fonny's pool.
I think it could be.
But yeah, no, it's like just don't care because I'm like, my wife's too committed to fucking break up with me now, right? She's too committed to the cause.
Yeah.
Right, we're in two days.
Are you talking like sunk cost fallacy right here?
Yeah, 100% sunk cost fallacy.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, nah, I've burnt my good years on this fucking piece of shit and I've just got to...
Oh, well, we're here now.
Yeah, just accept
in for the long
that
haul.
This is what's happening.
Some hangovers,
so I'm like, right,
last
cool.
Yeah.
me equally, exactly the same thing, right? Also, completely realizing that I'm doing the best that I fucking possibly can.
Yeah, you've spent any years where you could have made alternate arrangements.
Yeah. Those days, yeah. So like, it's getting harder for us.
You
hear these stories of these blokes, they're like, oh, I hit the midlife. They're like, oh, you know, oh, yeah, I'm going to open up the marriage, or I'm going to I'm going to split up with a miso because
you're opening up to yourself to a fucking reality check that you are not ready for, my friend. Yeah.
Could you imagine having
and
a dealing with
two? And she's out there getting fucking mazes of pipeline, and you're just fucking dry nutting, like just nothing.
It never works out.
No, it doesn't. Like, just don't be greedy.
It'd be that, like, you seen that meme where it's like two desks? And one's got a big crowd of people at it and the other one's like empty. Yeah, that's how that would work.
Yeah. 100%. Like we talked about in the pink passing. Like it's, we know where we stand.
Was
so
that in the did that go out? I can't remember.
I think it made it. Mm. I don't know.
Oh. Anyway.
But anyway, yeah. So it's like when I go out now.
Yeah.
It's just like and in fact it's even funnier now because now what happens is a go to the shops and you bump into the other mums and dads from school.
Yeah.
And they're always like quite nicely dressed. And then I've like got one nut hanging out. Like, oh, I didn't wear my good thongs. Like these ones have got literally a hole worn through the bottom of them. Like,
that's your thought.
I've got my footy shorts on.
You got footy shorts on, a nut out, and you go, I should have worn my good thongs.
Should have worn my good thongs. Right. I don't have pockets because
their
they're
eyes getting
shorts.
Drawn towards my feet.
So I've got to the point now where, you know, footy shorts, obviously no pockets, right? Yeah. So you like shove the key fob in to the waistband so the keys are hanging out, shove your wallet in.
But there's no undies to be your second mitt to catch it.
Waistband. Oh, the footy shorts. So it's a good tight elastic on the footy shorts, mate. Just make sure you buy them. Two sizes too small. That's how you run footy shorts.
Yes.
And then you could just shove all. You know how you
like
used to
fucking,
see the
like a fucking utility belt.
Yeah. Like you used to see the girls and always pull $50 out of their bra or something, or a cigarette lighter out of their bra. It's like that's just fucking free pockets. That's what your waistband is on your footy shorts. Free pockets, so long as it's kind of bendy. So you put a bendy wallet in there, you put your bendy keys in there.
How do you go with your phone? Not so bendy.
Just kind of walk around with it in my hand.
You need a side satchel like Indiana Jones.
Sometimes, Paul, in the house, not out public because there's a bit too much risk for damage. But yeah, I'll just shove my phone in the waistband as well. But you've got to put it screen to skin. Right, and the sweat off your butt crack.
Is that how you accidentally
butt
dial someone?
Well, no, it doesn't because I tell you what. After I do it, every fucking time I pull my phone out, I go to do the fingerprint scan. It's like, no, you've already made 72 incorrect fingerprint scans. I'm like, of course they were incorrect fingerprint scans. That was my butt crack.
My ass print.
Yeah, it's like you. Use your swipe code or your password. Yeah, all right, cool, no worries. But, yeah, no, I don't do that out in public, though, because that's, yeah, I imagine the because there's nothing else there. If it does slip, whoom, straight through the footy shorts, I imagine.
If you put it at the front, you've got your block and tackle that could potentially impede it to catch
it. You fucking bragger.
Yeah, righto, big cop.
Settle down, swinger. Fuck me.
Be like the worst game of Plinko ever. Just whoosh, straight down. Like,
mine might do your trick and wink unlock as it goes past. Yeah. That's about it.
Like a little elephant
actually,
trying to pick up a nut.
You know how you got to do your fingerprint scan on your phone and you've got to actually set it up so it recognises your fingerprint? Do you reckon you could do that with your Japs eye or your Fori?
I reckon you'd be a better chance with your Japs over the Fori because obviously
the Fori is always going to change.
Yeah, depending on there's
but you reckon if you just
there's
went full Japs eye at it and like you know because you got to keep.
No,
you know,
I don't
you know
that you need
to do
thrust
it with your phone and it's like move your thumb a little like you know and it's like six or seven times you've got to press it. So
could
it works
the birds
it out.
Do it with like a thumb clearance? Because we always used to joke about. a friend of ours' girlfriend having a massive thumb clitter is the news you get for texting.
Well, she was
when
already
driving.
Typing, so it was unlocked.
Yeah. It's already unlocked. Yeah.
I don't know, just facial recognition, weren't you? Just like,
yeah, just wink.
The Arabian goggles.
Yeah, just like hang it there. Like, oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah, unlock.
I know who the added person is.
That's actually a really interesting point. I wonder if it is like, is it based on a face or is it just based on recognition of a...
Yeah, it just needs a few data points like seam there, weird ball patch there, hanging a bit to the left. Yeah. Yep, no, this guy, it's a guy.
That's it. And then if it doesn't unlock, you know you've got to go check for fucking ball cancer because it's changed a bit.
Or need to shave your nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took that one photo with a beard compared to without a beard.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no, like, not beardy enough, too beardy, fucking one unlocked.
So would that, would that justify you owning a Merkin then?
That sounds really complex to get into your phone every day. It's like Merkining up, dropping trowel.
Bloop. Yeah, but it's no different to thumb. Like, when you cut your thumbs up, as bad as I do usually, they don't fucking work anyway.
Yeah.
You got a bad rep with grinders. You fucking talk about nuts and whatnot. Have you seen this? You've heard of vajazzling, right?
Vajazzling, where you put jewelry on your vagina.
Yeah, have you heard that there's the new thing now about putting glitter on your fucking, on your genitals, on your bits?
Glitter?
Mm. It's pretty nuts.
No, I dig that one. That was actually
good. Yeah, we walked into that one. Yeah, we both walked into that one.
Because I'm like, oh, yeah. I probably would glitter my dick. Like,
I don't know. Fucking, we
make
got
a mess.
Our fucking Christmas tree. We got one of those Christmas trees got glitter on
all
it.
The glitter on it.
Yeah. Somehow there's still glitter on it. The rest, fucking, you look at the thing and there's fucking glitter everywhere through our fucking house. It's been gone for like 3 weeks now. You fucking vacuum the fucking floor, half the vacuum cleaner's full of fucking glitter. Where the shit come from?
Glitter.
Bullshit.
Strip of glitter.
So I just dabbed it on my nuts for good measure. Yeah. It seemed a shame to waste it.
Yeah. It would have been wasted anyway. You and your only cans would have been the only people who've seen it. Like. So I was thinking.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Here we go.
No, it's just
a thought.
Just a thought.
I still get nervous because when the missus says that, I'm like, fuck, what am I going to have to do now?
It's like when she brings your tape measure.
Fucking tape measure, yeah.
So you know when we discuss briefly where there was a possibility to have access to some pretty spicy jet skis at a reasonable price.
Oh, yes.
And we were like...
Spicy jet skis, I mean.
Let's adventure jet ski to Dirk Hardog, right? We were kind of just...
trying really hard to contain my excitement right now.
Right. So...
I really wasn't in this conversation.
I was thinking about it.
Adventure jet skis to Dirk Hardog, Paul. What do you want to know?
So this shit's never really left my mindset, right? I want a jet ski to... Dirk Hardog. Like, I just want to do adventure jet skiing, right? Jet skiing.
No wonder it hasn't left your mind. It sounds fucking amazing.
And just like go everywhere and anything. And like, Pete's a big fucking driver for this, weirdly enough, because he's like, oh,
do you
want to
crash the jet ski into another watercraft?
I kind of thought maybe I could just torpedo Pete's boat with a jet ski. Right?
That's why we're calling him Torpedo.
Yeah. That's actually great. But, yeah, so I've been thinking about, like, because buying a jet ski seems like a super selfish fucking thing, right? Because realistically, you maybe get two people on it at best, right?
Yeah, and you fit five people in your Ranger.
Yeah. What are you going to do? And it's sort of like buying five pairs of jet pilot shorts is really expensive. So, you know, buying two's acceptable. Anyway, so I'm like, because I just have this thought in my head that jet skis are the future, right?
Of
everything.
What in like a post-apocalyptic world where Kevin Costner's running the show and everything's flooded?
Mate, in Waterworld, you'd have fucking won Waterworld with a jet ski.
Fuck yeah, you would have.
Right? Jet skis. Fucking. Yeah, they got stupid amounts of power. They're a bit,
particularly the fucking ones you were looking at.
Yeah, I know, right? But it turns out it's not that hard to make slow ones really fucking quick. Right?
That's what they need.
Are we talking Temu jet skis?
Oh, shit. Do you reckon they've got jet skis on Temu?
Fucking, where do you think they're made? They're all bucket made in China.
Righto.
If they're not on Temu, they'll be on Ali.
So my anyway, big thing about it was, right, so I'm thinking about this adventure jet ski, right, and I'm like, I'm on this jet ski, right, I'm visualising myself, I'm doing the full Oprah Winfrey picture board shit, like fucking, I can see myself on this jet ski, right, with like a swag on the back.
Fuck yeah.
And some fishing rods hanging off it, and I'm like, yeah, but, you know, I want to go for an extended period of time. You need to make sure that you've got supplies and fuels and fucking shit like that, right?
So I'm
like, right, so you need a trailer for your jet ski, right?
Yeah.
Which is they kind of do, right? You look at the surf life-saving jet skis, right? They got little trailers on the back.
Yeah.
Right?
No, they do. Just to be clear, Kiel's not talking about a trailer to move the jet ski.
No, no,
I think to trail behind the jet ski.
Yeah, I need a trailer. My jet ski needs to tow something.
Yes.
Right? You know why? Main reason?
Beer.
No fucking rules.
Fuck your GPS.
Fucking no cunt telling me about my axle weights or fucking hitch ratings or fucking none of that shit exists on the water. You know why? Because the fucking water is where pirates live and pirates don't give a fuck about your rules, right? So,
and the only rule that matters is buoyancy.
Exactly.
If it weighs more than it displaces, you're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but would you have the, you know, how the back of jet skis have the water uppy squirty thing?
Rooster, yeah.
Yep.
Kilter.
Would you have to relocate a pipe to the back of your trailer so the water, your upper skirty water thingy,
nah, you just sprays? Whatever's on your trailer is in a dry bag.
If you've ineffectively waterproof your shit, the little squirty up the toppy thing isn't going to be the source of your problems.
Like the big body of water around you is?
Yeah. This the amount of spray that's going on would be like the inside of your old fucking caravan, mate.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, Fiona, if you still listen to this.
So I'm like, right, cool, no worries. So now I've got a jet ski
with a trailer.
With a trailer behind it, yeah. Right? And I'm like, that's cool, right? Now I'm towing heaps of shit and I'm doing stuff for fucking weeks.
Would you semi-trailer it?
Nah, there's no point.
This
right? is thing. So, I was, you know. So
would it be called a trailer
to work
or
out
would it be called a pontoon?
It's a trailer, you tow it.
It trails behind you.
Yeah.
It's a trailer.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
It's a trailer.
Although there could be something to the having several skinny ones rather than one big wide one.
So, yeah. So, I started thinking about this and how best way to enact it.
It's catamaran.
And then I started thinking maybe jet skis aren't the way of the future. Like,
don't doubt yourself, Kiel.
If there was something bigger, like, I don't know, a fucking
a boat.
Like a boat.
With a jet in it.
Like, that would be... That would be
but not
good.
A water jet, a turbine jet.
Oh, yeah, all right, yeah, I'll get behind that. Yeah.
But might cause some issues with the trailer.
Might cause some issues with the trailer, unless it was on the trailer, but then that might cause some issues with the steering.
So you'd have to, like, reverse park it.
So I've been thinking more and more, and then I sort of went, oh, Kiel, yeah, you know, jet skis, it's not the smartest move, right? You should probably get a boat. Right, I'm like, but I don't want a boat because boats are boring, right? Unless you can get a cool boat. So obviously, cool boats are twin engine ribs, right?
Some twin engine.
Some twin. No, but it doesn't matter.
Some other twin engine ribs are cool because of the amount of water that you is upside down.
Yeah,
you're in the water.
So cool. I was like, oh yeah, that's kind of a cool idea. Like, you know, because if I'm going to buy a boat, I need to do what I do with any other vehicle that I buy and make it as impractical as stupid as humanly possible and purchase it purely on looks and emotion.
From the other side of the country.
Right. And buy it the other side of the country off Facebook Marketplace without having anyone look at it.
It's fine. It'll be fine.
So started looking into that. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you know. But then I found you can buy these ribs, right, that you drive your jet ski into, right?
I had matchbox cars like this as a kid.
Right?
Sure.
So it's a big rib hole and you
I have seen them.
Yeah, you drive your jet ski into the back, right? Now I'm thinking, right, this to me seems like the most genius idea ever because it sounds stupid and it is stupid. But the reason it's stupid is why it's fucking great. So you go, okay, no worries, we're launching at Shark Bay, right? And I've got my big fucking inflatable rib pontoon thing that I drive my jet ski into. We load it up with all the shit, and you fucking, you know, you struggle across to do a car dog. It's all good. You fucking beach that cunt, right? Then you just back the jet ski out of it. All your shit's on the shore, ready to go. You can fuck off and troll for Mackies and fucking fish to your heart's content with just a nice little jet ski. But you've got fucking 100 litres of fuel on shore. You've got your swag and all your shit and everything else like that. I think that's the way to do it, right? So now it's figuring out how to do it as shitly and cheaply as humanly possible while still surviving the trip.
Yeah. And not losing all your shit in the middle of the fucking Eastern Gulf or the Western Gulf of fucking Shark Bay.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. That bit's not...
It's not a World Heritage listed area that where people get upset if you lose 100 litres of fuel.
That'll be okay. That'll be okay. It's like any DG thing. It's like it's
what fuel? I don't know. I'm fine. I didn't have any fuel.
It's 520-litre drums. That is essentially only one drum that can leak. That's how they look at it. They don't look at it 100-litre spill.
What 20-litre drums? I didn't have any 20-litre drums. Not mine.
It's fine. So
somebody must have wrote my initials on that afterwards.
Yeah.
Must probably mean something entirely different.
So then I started looking at these things, and then that got me down another rabbit hole of like, yeah, just like full dudes like, yeah. It's crazy. Like, shit gets well out of hand, which I'm super excited about because I don't have to come up with all the ideas. Some fucking lunatic in Florida has already done it.
It's right? Always Florida, man.
Yeah. Like, it's like Miami Keys shit. Like, it's fucking, it's just, people are doing this. It's fucking great. So, yeah, I think that's the way forward.
So you want to get a jet ski... And not have a trailer.
Drive it into a boat.
A boat. But it's not a boat.
Because if you're towing a jet ski, you may as well be towing a boat, right?
Yeah.
So why not have a boat attached to the front of your jet ski?
But the jet ski powers the boat.
Yeah.
You know what we end up with is like six tractor tubes strapped to a jet ski.
Oh, this is mate, we're not even getting to tractor tubes. This is just going to be like those plastic 44-gallon drums. Like, this is...
Or it's one tractor tube, big ass one, cut with cable ties on the end to make a big horseshoe shape around the front of the jet ski.
Yeah.
What can go wrong?
Nothing. Foolproof.
Yeah. Perfect.
So if you've got a jet ski for sale at a reasonable price.
And a big tractor tube.
Or a tractor tube. No, I've got tractor tubes. We'll be right there. Yeah. I think that's the way to go. Because it's super easy to work on because it's basically basically motorbike engines, right? So you can fucking put whatever you want in there. It's not like you can get pulled up by the water police and they're like, oh, excuse me, do you have a fucking permit for that modified motor? Fuck off. They're just like blowing the bag, cunt. Like,
well, they fucking are now.
Well, yeah. As long as you remain sober enough for the initial trip, then you're fine. Like, because they don't care whether you've fucking 100 horsepower jet ski suddenly makes 300.
Nah.
That couldn't give a shit. No one cares.
Until they work out how to make money out of that, but yeah.
Yeah, once they monetize the penalty system,
yeah,
it'll be different. So we need to get ahead of the curve.
Grandfather in
and
our...
grandfather rule.
Yes.
I'm down. I'm always down for stupid shit.
Yeah, and it's going to be
I mean,
stupid.
Obviously if it fits into the schedule. But
we're going to, yeah, no, I think it's definitely on the cards. I don't know. It's just an idea I can't shake as having, jet ski drive into the back of a boat. And because, like, you look at it, like, a normal-sized boat, 5.5, 6 metre, what do you run on the back? 150 to 200 horsepower?
Yeah, 175 on the back one.
Yeah. So if I've got a 300 horsepower jet ski.
Makes sense.
It's got to work, doesn't it? Like,
of course. I can't see any problems with this.
Actually, I mean, I'm just going by Jeremy Clarkson rules. More power.
Oh, look.
Like,
more power is never bad.
Yeah. Like, it's
not like you're going to have a traction issue.
No. Well, I mean, you do inherently. That's the whole point of water is...
No, but it's not like, oh, I've got too many ponies, now I can't go anywhere.
Yeah. I'm just not going to do
it. You want all the ponies?
Yeah, because, yeah.
I mean, I suppose you do get a bit of cavitation here and there, but fucking not with a jet. Like, force feeding water in, spinning it and spitting it back out. Like,
no, because at some point something propolates the water and that could cavitate.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
I think I'm stupid enough to make it work.
Yeah.
Anyway, stay tuned for silly fucking jet ski modification adventure and the headline.
Man, yeah.
Lost off WA coast. Last seen heading towards horizon at fucking 87 knots.
I'm not going to lie to you. If I build a fucking offshore adventure jet ski, purchase number one is an eBay. It's like before we even start getting into modifications, it's like, yeah. How do I strap this to my chest? It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Surely.
I can't see a problem.
No, I can't. It's foolproof. Yep.
Yep.
It's genius.
Genius.
My genius and innovation knows
no bounds. Yeah. All right. Anyway, on that note.
Yeah.
Should we fucking put a bow on it?
Nah. Yeah.
Has he got anything else to talk about?
No, not really. Probably going to sit around and talk shit for a bit after.
But yeah, probably.
That's good.
Yeah, we'll save the rest of it for next time.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone who's jumping on. So, yeah, go down there on the Instas and the Facebooks and give us a follow. Click us a message either on there or email thetinsman@gmail.com. And there's a few shirts left of the last run, so hit us up, get them out.
Oh, is there some?
Yeah, there's a couple left.
Yeah, I might have accidentally damaged mine
somewhat
during a shed incident.
Yeah. But yeah, hit us up, get them out of here. Yeah, give us a follow, give us a review, because apparently Apple Podcasts is where most people listen to us nowadays, and that gives you the option of write a review. So yeah, if it's worth a laugh, we'll fucking give it a read out. And yeah, any guests or fucking anything you want to hear about, send us through the ideas, because you know, we're reasonably uninventive, so. Let us know what you want to hear about. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
All right,
cheers,
catch us.